Hello.
Hi, Sir Larry.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I just spoke to Sheena from the title company. So she advised me that they're already working on updating it right now. She said that good thing that the Alta, the one that you have right now, doesn't need to be notarized. So you can still proceed with assigning the other documents. We are working on updating it right now, but once we have it updated, she said that she's gonna electronically send the copy to you, and you can just go ahead and e-sign it or electronically sign the paper. We were able to clarify that the buyer will actually handle all the closing costs, and that one that you have right now, it means that it's not, valid, so you don't have to sign that paper that you have, because it doesn't need to be notarized.
Okay. You got any?
So I don't have any questions, but basically, are you guys you're comfortable signing electronically?
Yeah, I
Okay.
can do that. And she can send it email too, but yeah.
Sheena said that, sorry, go ahead.
Are you the settlement side for the buyer?
I am actually not. I'm the transaction coordinator. We're the one who's assigning the agreement to the buyer, which is Dorothy.
Okay. They yeah. The question I was gonna ask had to do with receiving payment, whether it was check or wire
Oh,
instruction.
okay. I'm not really sure about that. I'm
Yeah,
not really
that's fine.
associated with
That's fine.
Ratified, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so they're sending a new HUD statement.
That's right.
Yes. So we're not gonna sign that one.
Okay.
We're not gonna sign that one.
Okay.
Right. So everything you can sign it. And then what's gonna happen is we're gonna have it corrected. Sheena will send it to you electronically. Good thing is that the buyer will actually sign on Wednesday, which is the 30th. So we will be able to correct it before that. Actually, they're working on it, so as soon as we have the corrected version of the HUD, she'll send it to you right away.
Okay.
All right. I don't have any questions. So, yeah, you'll just sign there. But in regards to the proceeds form, in order to do a bank wire, that has to be filled out today and a voided check turned in. So without that, all they could really do is send you a overnight you a check. I mean, the only other thing would be if you're in contact with the buyer side settlement and come up with, if they say, we'll wire it to you if you send them whatever, you could work that out. But from where I'm sitting right now, it just fill out check and an address. Unless you had a voided check that you could turn in today.
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. I just do you have like any other questions?
Yeah, we were talking about the wire and the transfer.
She can't help with that. Sorry.
Right. Do you want me to request for Sheena to give you a call?
Yeah.
I think I have Sheena's number. I'll call her, but
Okay.
she's not gonna. Sheena's not disper. She's not releasing the funds. She's making sure your settlement's taken care of,
Right.
but the other side is releasing the funds, so it's the other side who. It's like, what rules do they play by? And I don't know. You know what? I don't have their number. What's their phone number? Excuse me, man. Do you have their phone number, the other side?
I do, but Sheena, I think, is the best one to actually
Okay.
talk about that because she represents the seller or
Okay,
Mr.
that's fine.
Tunstall.
I got it. I'll call her.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Larry, any other things that you might need from me or any other questions?
Not at this time.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And we'll talk to you later then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Let me get her on the phone.